Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, it's nice to hear your voice. How's it going?
Good, I know, I've been missing some outside human contact. And level 3, here I come, right?
Ready for that takeaway.
Honestly, what's your first takeaway you're going to get, Sam?
I'm craving burger fuel. I'm honestly not even lying.
Like burgers.
Yeah, burger fuel.
My flatmate was the same. She was like, she hadn't craved anything, and then someone mentioned burger fuel, and she was like, oh my God.
I wanted to get it on the last Tuesday night, but the line was too long, and I was like, there's no way I can do this. So I got Domino's instead. God, I'm gross.
Hey, well, we're talking about something that is much more highbrow than that. It's highbrow.
Yeah,
highbrow?
Actually, this
I think it's highbrow.
This is quite highbrow for
me. It's got subtitles.
I mean, it has to. It's in Yiddish, right?
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Docs, the new 4-part Netflix miniseries starring, her name is Shira Haas, and she is a 24-year-old Israeli actress who plays a Hasidic Jewish wife who's 19 and escapes to Germany from her Hasidic Jewish community in Williamsburg, New York. Does that synopsis sound right?
That synopsis sounds perfect. Yeah. That is the perfect synopsis.
I just have to say, she is incredible in this.
Yeah.
Like, her act, I was just completely invested in her character.
Totally.
It's bonkers, because she plays, I think she in real life is like 5 foot nothing. She's so tiny compared to everyone else in the show, and she really captures that whole, I'm a 19-year-old, like, child bride in an arranged marriage, and then also manages to fill it with strength and, like,
totally
ferocity without being over the top. Like, everything she does is so measured and so calm and so withdrawn, but you can see that she's fighting against so much stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, that's a great way of putting it. So what's the kind of idea about this show? Because as you're saying, she sort of runs away from her Hasidic community and goes to Germany. What did you think when you watched this? Did you kind of like know what you're getting yourself in for, Sam?
I had no idea. So when I first started watching it, I was so confused. I clocked the wigs straight away, though. I was like, those are wigs. Wig, wig, wig. And I was like, why are they all wearing the same wig? Like, what is that with all these women wearing the same wig? And I was like, oh, they're all wearing headscarves as well. Do they not have hair? Why don't they have hair? Because I didn't see any of the trailers, so I didn't know that she was bald. Like, well, I thought she was bald because she was wig.
She was wearing a wig, yeah.
In the first episode, she walks out into the ocean and she takes off her wig for the first time. And it's kind of like a christening or like a baptism. Where she kind of like baptizes herself into this new new world that is outside of the Hasidic Jewish community in Williamsburg. And I didn't know anything about the Hasidic Jewish community either. So this whole show was just a whole learning curve and a whole lot of me going, no way, no way. That's happening? What? And I think the only critique I could have maybe is that I think it does kind of go really hard against the Hasidic Jewish community. It doesn't show any of the really good parts about it. So I'm sure that as a religion and as a community, there are some great parts about it as well. And this show kind of doesn't make any effort to show that. But obviously it's from the lens of one person who's obviously very against the community. And it's based on a true story of how...
Yeah.
Is her name Deborah Feldman?
I think so, yeah.
It's based on her memoir, isn't it? Her book?
Yeah, and how she escaped her Hasidic Jewish community into Germany when she was 19 and pregnant with her first child. So it's based on that story. I don't know if she goes to music school or anything like that, but it definitely is told from that perspective, so it probably makes sense that she's trying to escape from it. And also, some of the stuff they do is crazy.
It is. It's really intense. I think you make a good point there, Sam, though. Like, it is so very much from the perspective of a character that is trying to escape from it or, like, move away from that, that you do get a very sort of, like, I guess biased is the word for it, view on her relationship to it. But it is really interesting how we get kind of this, like, situation... Where
microphone
she sort of,
went down.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to try and buffer until you came back up, but it's all right, you're here now. But it is really interesting how you do kind of get to see a window into this world that you wouldn't see otherwise because it is a really closed community. And I think it's really interesting because a lot of the people involved in this show, actors and cultural consultants, were part of that community. So I think the main cultural consultant is also the guy who plays the main rabbi in the show, and he actually grew up in a in a Williamsburg Hasidic community as well. So there's a lot of people drawing on really personal experiences writing show.
And as we were talking about before we went on air, the whole show is filmed in Germany, which is...
Yeah, that blew my mind. So it's not actually filmed in Williamsburg at all.
No, so they... Because I watched a little bit of the documentary part after the show, which is about how they made it. And it's all filmed in Germany. And the actors were saying it feels so alien to bring this community of Jewish people that is so for repopulating after World War II and the Holocaust to the location of the Holocaust and recreate all those cultural practices there and try and do it as accurately as possible, which I just thought was like such a, like, it must have been such a
intense experience.
Yeah, and like a inwardly transcendental experience for all the cast and crew to be like, this is like, it would have just been so weird and such a mind F to think about, but also kind of a really cool way to do it, just to like really hammer home.
Can we talk about parts as well how they had it, they had that episode after the whole series? I thought that was really interesting. They had like a behind the scenes episode that you could watch, which I feel like you haven't seen since like DVD days.
we're like old school here. DVD days, nice.
I know they did like a Making Stranger Things, but I was like, whatever. But this is obviously really to hammer home all the cultural nuances that you kind of can't get on first watch, because like there's so many things in the show, like the processes about the wedding and the shaving of the head, that I still don't really understand. Like, it's a show that makes you want to go out and do further research.
Yeah.
So it's nice that they created this supplementary episode so people could look into it further and kind of learn more stuff about the Hasidic Jewish community, and also just about Deborah Feldman's story, because it's a great story to tell.
And, totally.
And it kind of has this weird thing where when her husband, Yankee, goes to go find her, who I fell in love with him as well. It was really sad by the end.
Yeah, same.
So did I.
It's so wild that they can make that character so lovable, and like you can kind of see that they're both prisoners of the same community. It's really weird how it kind of has this like spy movie feel, which is trying to escape from something or like escape from an enemy, and it like has all the drama of like an Angelina Jolie spy movie.
Yeah.
But it's just this little 19-year-old girl just like going to Germany and like making new friends and going to a club for the first time.
Yeah.
It has that same intensity and drive and stuff, so it's really quite a cool show.
Absolutely fantastic. So that sounds like a very rave review from you, Sam. It's definitely a rave review from me.
Yeah, I mean, a rave review from me as well.
Yeah, Tess got me onto it, so I really am glad that she told me about it. And I think this is a show that will like slip under the radar if people don't talk about it enough, because it doesn't have an outward appeal that some shows already do. You know, the show challenges you from the first trailer, I think. So people
it's
need
also
to like
short.
Yeah, it's only 4 episodes.
It's not long.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, if you're thinking you might be interested in it, you probably will be. Just give it a crack. We've already got a few really nice texts in, actually, about people who've been really enjoying it. Someone said, it's very good. Me and my partner just finished it, and somebody else has said, absolutely loved it. So, yeah, it's a rave reviews all round here. How can people watch it?
So, it's called Unorthodox. It's on Netflix. And yeah, go find it. It's only 4 episodes, 4 hours of your ISO bubble time.
Excellent.
and the ending is just fantastic.
It's,
I mean,
so moving.
It left me wanting
no spoilers,
more for
but
sure.
So moving. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't cry, but I was like, it was a moment I could have cried at.
Hey, what are you going to bring us next week, Sam?
Oh, there's so many options at the moment. There's just things like TV is coming out my ears at the moment. I've actually just started watching Killing Eve season 3, but I won't review that because I've already reviewed it on the show. But go watch that as well if you guys haven't watched Killing Eve yet. That's
awesome.
A great show.
Yeah, I'll start that. Looks good.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk to you again next week, Sam. It's lovely to hear from you.
Miss you guys.
Miss you too. We'll see you soon enough. Ka kite.
Bye.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.